This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Makeup, baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my
is policy and a cat number one this week in the conversation of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Let's find out as we spend this hour going through the stories courtesy of the members of my Good Day Gang, which include Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden this week. Jennifer Horn is off. So let's get to the list, the top 10 stories according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Every week, 52 weeks a year, the overview is presented to those who are the faithful, those who are interested, those are who are compelled to try to figure out what's number one, what's number two. Well, number 10, we'll start and go backwards, start at the top of the list and go down, or would it be the other way around? I've always done this. In the years I've been doing this program, I always wonder when we talk about starting from the top of the list. For me, the top of the list is number 10, but other people say, no, top of the list is number one. So anyway, at number 10, the NBA Finals doing very well in the television ratings this week. People watching it was one more game, right, as of the end of the week. I think the game would be played probably on Sunday, right? This program would be heard over the weekend. But the NBA Finals, yeah. I say all the time, hello, it's the middle of June. Why are we still playing basketball? That's my
it's almost over.
Of the situation. Yes, it is almost over. Hockey over, baseball big. It's really amazing how baseball, for whatever the reason, has much more of an impact on the ratings on radio and television stations than does any other sport. Look at the ratings that come. Well, that's not 100%.
What are you talking about?
Football.
Yeah.
Football does well. But it's only one day a week. Whereas with baseball, you usually get, what, 4 or 5 games a week out of the
football's
teams?
Football's like three days a week now.
Football is Thursdays, Sundays.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the home
Mondays.
Team. I'm talking about the local stations.
And the ratings for the NFL draft last month, they're huge.
Mm-hmm.
And so football is all year long. And, I mean, you watch the NFL Network. My son and I were cruising through classic games. They play classic Super Bowls still on the NFL Network. And people watch it.
Well, they do on the ESPN. Isn't there an ESPN oldie moldy station to get all the old games and fights and all that stuff?
We were watching an old football game last night. We were watching March Madness from 2013 last night.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea why, but we just stopped on it because we were curious and we just stayed there for like 10 minutes.
Get a life, kid.
Totally.
Yeah. All right. At number 9. On the countdown overview of the top 10 stories, the charts for this week, the Stanford rape case. What happens as a result of people finding out what a moron this judge is? Is there a recall of judges in California? Jennifer's not here, so we can't ask her that. This guy is appointed, though. Judges in California are appointed. They're not elected. This judge said, can you believe what this guy actually said? There was an interrogatory in a news. Somebody got a hold of sort of behind-the-scenes information. And the judge said that he based his ruling that this kid would get 6 months in the slammer on the fact that he was convinced that because he was drunk at the time, he couldn't really perceive whether the girl was out or not. So because he was drunk, he gets a 6 month sentence. If he had not been drunk, he would have gotten a 14 year sentence. That's the rationale. The fact that anybody would be publicly would admit to being that stupid, it seems to me is enough for a recall right there. How do you, unless you're a sexist pig, how do you justify saying, well, the guy was drunk, so he really didn't know whether she was even alive or dead?
And the state cannot request, because it was the state who convicted this guy, the judge.
Yeah.
The state, the prosecutors cannot say, whoa, 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 we want a retake on this. It's done. It's over.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Over and done with. And we can take care of the judge. I have a case going on in California, and yesterday we were told who the judge was going to be. So the fellow who's my lawyer, who's really very, very good, he sent me an email that had the judge's ratings. And there are a couple of different sources of looking up judges' ratings, like judgeonthebench.com. I mean, when you rate, you go, what's the booklet that rates stores and stuff when you go around? So what's Yelp? This is like Yelp for judges. And the comments, I was getting chills when I looked at this. This judge is horrible. Like the hanging judge.
I remember, and I will always remember this, when I was a young punk, I got a driving while suspended.
The old punk that you are now.
Yeah, that's right. Driving while suspended license. And so I had a local courthouse, you know, the whole thing. Yeah, I was just stupid.
And punk, yeah.
And I'll never forget my lawyer telling me, I'm going to reschedule your case. I said, why is that? He goes, because that judge is a jerk. We want that guy. He's the So it wasn't really about my defense and how he was going to defend me or the technique. It was all about what courtroom we landed in and who the judge was in that courtroom was how this guy got me off eventually.
And well, this judge was assigned to the case that I'm doing. I don't know that we can change it. I would like to. I said that to the lawyer. Can we change? He said, no, he's been assigned. There's a division of the state court system, the Superior Court System in California, that assigns judges to cases depending on the jurisdiction. So whether you can change it or not,
it's just amazing.
When I read this guy, it was good.
Yeah.
You would think that they all follow the same laws, that we would have similar. But you know, people put their own personal play into it. That's just the way they.
Well, they
laws.
Do, and that's one of the things, Richie, that is said about this judge. When you check him out on Yelp or whatever it is, judge the judges is another site. Anyway, there are people who say that he doesn't. I mean, you look at these things. He makes his decisions based on his personal feelings. He doesn't use the law.
But everybody interprets the law differently.
Does this guy have a daughter? That's what I would like to know.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't he have an ounce of empathy where he thinks, well, what if this was my daughter standing here reading this heartfelt statement?
He's not that smart. He's not that smart. He's not that worldly. You can tell by watching and listening to his words. All right, we're overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with a look at the top 10 stories of the week. It's 14 past the hour.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This weekend at Kohl's, there's still time to save on great gifts for Dad. Like a new dress shirt or tie, only $19.99. Give him a watch gift set for only $27.99. And save 50 to 60% on a performance golf shirt. And no matter how you pay, take an extra 20% off these already great sale prices. Everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid June 16th through 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right, we're at 17 after the hour, counting up from number 10 to number 1 over the course of this hour. The big stories this week in the world of News Talk Radio with commentary from the members of my staff. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan. Number 8, I don't even want to talk about this, the Chinese and the military stuff with the U.S., come on. What I do think is interesting, number 7, there's nothing new with number 8. This has been going on for months. Not like it just happened once. With number 7, though, a very interesting deal coming out of the quote-unquote progress made in that nuclear arms or the nuclear, whatever the nuclear deal was with Iran that became so controversial. I said at the time, and I reiterated this review of the deal, shows how well American companies like the Boeing company can do when you take down the trade barriers. Iran wanted to do this deal because we made it so sweet and easy for them. They would have done the deal if it was twice as difficult or if it was twice as hard for them to accommodate. One of the things we were eager to do is have Boeing make the deal with Iran for 400 new planes. The deal officially announced this past week, 400 airliners, most of them 737, some of them bigger. So that means for Boeing, billions and billions of dollars. Most people don't realize Boeing is the biggest exporter in terms of dollars of any American company. And they make deals like this with foreign countries for airplanes. We're talking about billions, tens of billions.
Bigger than Starbucks?
Dollars.
I mean, well, it's funny you say that. I would have guessed Apple. I mean, I just wouldn't have, I never would have thought about airplanes. But yeah, you're right. It makes
sense. Think about the dollars. Think about how much a new airplane costs. Think about the dollars.
Yeah.
And how many Boeing planes are being sold all around the globe. That is, yeah. There are other things. Certainly, we export lots of stuff. One of the other things that is not being talked about by the news media because they're chicken is the impact on Iran's deal in the military-industrial world. The military-industrial complex has seen huge gains because Iran's buying lots of guns, weaponry, airplanes for their defense, that sort of thing. It's all part of this. So you think that the politicians, when they tell you, oh, this is going to make the world safer, it has nothing to do with the safety of the world. What it has to do with is American business. As you'll recall, many of you, you don't even know who went over there on that deal to sign the deal. The president of Boeing was there. The president of what's the big armament manufacturer? It's a plane. It's a Raytheon. That's the kind of people that were there in the backdrop of this deal getting signed. So, but as usual, the news media is asleep at the switch, so nobody asks the question, oh, who are the people in the picture? Who are those people who are there at the signing of this deal? They're all the people in America who are going to make money. I got no problem with making money. Selling Boeing planes is a great idea. But to sell these people all the armaments, what a bunch of hypocrites. we say, well, we don't want to arm them. We don't want them to have nuclear arms. We're happy to sell them everything else under the sun, however. Ah, my God. All right, so that's my rant. Thank you. More coming up in a few moments here. Yes, I feel, Richie, much better.
And
thank you for asking. 21 after the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour now, the Good Day overview of the top hits in talk radio for the benefit of the talk radio countdown show and the talk radio countdown itself. We're reviewing the top 10, sports talk radio at 10, the aftermath of the rape case in Stanford, number 9, what's going on between the Chinese and the Americans, number 8, the Boeing deal to sell jets, number 7 to Iran, number 6 doesn't deserve a second of our time. I don't think the battle against Daesh, it's ongoing. There were more attacks in the Sudan this week.
One
in Syria.
Aspect of that is that the State Department has had 50 upper end
diplomats
all sign a letter saying that the Obama administration needs to take it to the Syrian government and
take out Assad
because this focusing on ISIS only is doing nothing but creating two sets of extremist groups.
Right.
So I thought that was
what did he?
I mean,
yeah,
what does it take for 50 diplomats in your State Department to sign a secret letter to say, hey, this is really where we need to be?
Yeah, obviously not a secret. But you see, it goes back into John McCain was on it this week. He's in a tough election fight, so he's making a lot of statements to try to get attention in Arizona because he's looking for re-election. He's the most senior of all of the senators, and I think it's time for him to retire. He's 79. Enough already. But anyway, that's an aside. He said that Obama was responsible for the problems in the Middle East, Daesh, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to which I say, what he didn't do was do what he said he was going to do. That is, Obama said we'll get everybody out, and then they've been out and they've been back. So the inconsistency has caused a vacuum. But the real problem was created when George Bush convinced all the Democrats and Republicans, for whatever and however he did it, for whatever the reason, well, we know what the reason was, to invade Iraq in 2003. So all of that brings us around to where we are now, and that's where you look for responsibility. Not that it does any good to fix the blame, because at this point, going into the past doesn't do any good. I mean, I don't like to have a lot of time based on what happened in the past. It's over. It's done. I mean, you look at the facts. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I stretch and try and make a comparison?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I think you would probably agree that that we went into Iraq and everybody for the military-industrial complex to sell more guns, right?
Yep.
Would you say that the government is now using this recent terror attack to take our guns?
I think that you could make a case for that. Yes,
so
I think you can make
so
a case for that. Yeah.
The government is working to be able to line their pockets and sell more armament to make more money.
Yeah.
But then again, at the same time, wants to use another event to take.
Well, here's an interesting overview of this. I saw somebody who was involved in making the AK-47 say publicly it was never designed or manufactured to be used by civilians. This was a gun that was designed for the military, by the military, and it was not supposed to be sold on the open marketplace.
It isn't.
So
right.
It isn't what?
The AK-47 is not sold. That's a machine gun.
Well, where is
not
this? What?
No,
what,
this rifle.
This guy, what?
You're talking about the
AR-15?
Yes,
AR-15.
Yeah.
The AR-15 is not the same thing as an AK-47. One,
no,
you hold the trigger and keep shooting. One, you have to pull the trigger every time. And
right. But what Doug's saying is that AR-15, that the person who invented that, or his family did, I read this yesterday too, he said it was never, ever meant to be in civilian hands, ever.
The dilemma is going to be is that it's the same tool as a regular rifle. It just looks
it
different.
Is. I mean, again, it is. Unfortunately, we've got this.
So if you take it away, you have to take regular rifles away.
Yeah, and that's where you get into
this problem.
You get into quagmire. 28 past the hour here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014, Millward Brown National Survey data.
Dads do so much for us. So get everything your dad will want at JCPenney's Father's Day sale, going on now through Sunday. Go big with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Find solid deals on all men's solid polos by St. John's Bay for just $9.99. It's a brand and a deal you won't find anywhere else. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 6:15 to 6:19. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Find out what's going on in the world of conversation is the weekly overview. Thanks to the good will of the Good Day Gang, they come around and work with me to go through these stories. So you hear more opinions. You can add what they're saying to what you're saying about the issues of the week in order from number 10 to number 1. So we are continuing now just to review or recap where we are. We've discussed in this previous half hour, sports talk radio, what's going on there, the judge in the Stanford rape case, that whole reality, what the Chinese and the U.S. are doing with planes, boats, trains, and cars, or whatever else they're playing with. The Boeing airplane deal number 7 with Iran, the battle against Daesh and what's going on in the Middle East, number 6. So that gets us to number 5, which is a conversation about the death of a 2-year-old that may be among, when you look between the weeds here, this is one of the dumbest things that one can possibly imagine. Here's this family out waiting around. And it's not really there. They weren't trying to feed the gators, but other people have. Apparently, if you look at pictures of this resort, people pay $2,000 a night for a room in this.
I've stayed there. It's the Grand Floridian. It's a nice place.
You spent $2,000?
No, of course not.
You? Somebody else.
No, those are the Bora Bora bungalows.
Yeah, the Polynesian.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're in stills, they're over the water. So people are throwing food off. The gators are eating it. The gators don't even like, as is evidenced by the sad reality, this kid was just drowned. They oftentimes bring their prey into the water, they drown it, and then they bury it. But they don't like the taste of humans, apparently.
They can't digest things that aren't dead. Yeah. Like, things have to be decomposing because their digestive systems can't handle it. So that's why they bury things until it's really decomposed.
Yeah.
I learned a lot on this tour.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great. All right, so anyway, this family finds out the hard way. I'm betting there are all kinds of bad PR about Orlando this week. I'm betting there's about a dozen lawyers who are standing in line for a class action lawsuit against Disney.
There'll be no
putting
lawsuit.
Putting people in danger.
There'll be no lawsuit.
This family. Anyway.
Disney will just write a check.
Yeah.
They do not need one care about having any kind of publicity in any kind of courtroom trial. They will just say, what can we do?
What do you want?
Yep.
What do you want? Yep.
Make it go away.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 4 this week on the countdown is a focus on the Brexit vote, Britain exiting from the European Union, and next week they're going to take that vote, and the feelings are so high that a member of Parliament was killed this week because of her outward vocal stance on what the Brits ought to do. So this is another example. How many of these did we have this week? We had the singer from The Voice, Victoria Wright,
yeah.
The singer from The Voice, who was killed, shot. They shoot him up in Orlando, and they shoot him up and by the way, there are no guns. People don't have guns in England. This guy somehow got a hold of a gun and a knife, and he used them both on this woman. Man, this guy's got to be off his rocker.
And then we had the Walmart shooting again this week, too.
Walmart shooting, yep, right.
It never ends. Then there's in Oakland, California, there was another 4 people were shot and killed this week as well. I mean, it's just, it never ends.
Okay, so number 3 in the countdown is a focus on the presidential race and politics in general. So I wanted to go over a list of the code of ethics from the American Association of Political Consultants. When Richie first sent this to me, I thought it was a joke. And then realized
when I first saw
it was not a joke. Yeah. All of the members of the American Association of Political Consultants are required to sign this code of ethics. And they do it every year. And then they're supposed to live up to it. They're supposed to work by the standards set by the AAPC as a condition of membership. So political consultants, a.k.a. lobbyists, are supposed to... Here's what they sign. All right, I'm going to go through this list. We all know what a bunch of scumbags lobbyists are in general. So see what you think of this. Number 1, I will not indulge in any activity which would corrupt or degrade the practice of political consulting. Number 2, I will treat my colleagues and clients with respect and never intentionally injure their professional or personal reputations. Go ahead. Yeah, that's good. Number 3, I will respect the confidence of my clients and not reveal confidential or privileged information gotten during our professional meetings. Number 4, this is the code of ethics signed by members of the American Association of Political Consultants. I will, number 4, I will use no appeal to voters which is based on race, sex, religious intolerance, or any form of unlawful discrimination. My God, I don't even want to read their What a damnable
wow.
That is.
Wow.
God. Number five, I will refrain from false or misleading attacks on an opponent.
Please.
Oh, my God, what a joke. Number six, I will document accurately and fully any criticism of an opponent or his or her record.
Yeah, on CNN and MSNBC.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Number seven, I'll be honest in my relationship with the news media.
Candidly. That's a
number
big belly
eight,
laugh.
I will use any funds I receive from my clients or on behalf of my clients only for those purposes and voiced in writing. All right. Number nine, I will not support any individual or organization which resorts to practices forbidden by this code.
Wow.
Thanks for playing.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, yeah. My God. What a bunch of trolls.
You think they all sit around at one of the bars down in Capitol Hill and just giggle every time they sign that every year?
Yeah, yeah. They go to the grill on the, what is that, the corner of
the Capitol Grill.
Pennsylvania. Yeah, it's on the corner of Pennsylvania and the street that goes by.
The Old Ebbett Grill.
What's this?
Old Ebbett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's by, that's the street that is next to the White House.
Yes.
I can't remember
it's
what on number
15th,
it is.
Like, it's at the corner of 15th and K, I think.
In Pennsylvania, yeah. Well, K Street, where all the lobbies are.
Right.
K Street and the restaurants up and down there, you can, what is the old expression? You can't hit a, throw
can't
a
dead swing cat. A dead cat without hitting one, yeah.
Right. Hitting one of these guys. Most of them have really bad toupees, too, which is how you can tell. Really bad lobbyists. They got really bad toupees and often really bad suits.
They make a lot of money.
So, and they smoke bad cigars. They smoke bad cigars.
I tried smoking it before. Yeah. That might be interesting.
All right, let's pause for a moment. Then we get into the filibuster, number two, number one. You all know what number one is, so we'll get into opinions, comments about the number two and number one item on this week's countdown in a moment here.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by NBC Universal Telemundo Enterprises. Education, health, and finances are very important topics for the U.S. Hispanic community, which continues to be underrepresented in key areas, such as science and technology education. Hispanics also have increased incidence of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, and are more likely to be unbanked than non-Hispanics. Through El Poder NT, Telemundo aims to empower viewers to take action in the areas of education, health, and finances. The campaign will provide information and resources on the most critical issues affecting Hispanics today, and inspire viewers to live a better life by unleashing the power within. With the help of various talent, including Telemundo, NBC News, and MSNBC anchor and host Jose Diaz-Balart, Telemundo is spreading the message to their millions of viewers.
You don't have to be a superhero to make great things happen. The power is within you to reach all your goals. Visit elpoderenti.com for resources on education, health, and finances. Find the tools you need to improve your life. Follow the conversations on social media by using the hashtag elpoderenti.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party drive test average savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount, subject to $30 activation fee, credit and valid port, and applies to Verizon plan 1/3/6/12/18/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2/5/15/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. T-Mobile simple choice to use 10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering, and cloud options that other carrier plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Must choose from forwarding carrier rates. Offer coverage not everywhere for all phones. Restrictions apply.
Dads do so much for us. So get everything your dad will want at JCPenney's Father's Day Sale. Going on now through Sunday. Go big with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Find solid deals on all men's solid polos by St. John's Bay for just $9.99. It's a brand and a deal you won't find anywhere else. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 6:15 to 6:19. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a three-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
46 past the hour as we are continuing to review me, Doug Steffen, and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, the stories that are on the list, the charts for this week at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, etc. A lot of great information about this business, this wonderful world of conversation, number one radio format, the filibuster on gun legislation. What happened here this week, which I find interesting, is that the Republicans actually are moving. They realize the Democrats have had an unreasonable in the sense that it was never, their position was never going to be close enough to the center to hopefully get past the lobbyists who work for the NRA. So now with the Orlando Club massacre, just they cannot run and hide from this. They just can't. So what do you do? Then the suggestion, however, that's come up is one that's not workable for me. I don't see how you could. I mean, I think if the list, the watch list, was something that was reasonable and the names were arrived at reasonably, then maybe you could use it. It's a start. But there are people on that watch list that, I mean, I always sort of chuckle when I think about the watch list. Ted Kennedy, the senator, was on it for 2 years, and he couldn't get on an airplane until he made a big fuss about it. That's how bad the list is, the watch list. And I could be on people who make a lot of noise about the government and how rotten it is. You know, those people.
But I think we can all agree this guy should have been on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the fact that he wasn't is that's a major hole somewhere. Somebody's got a problem that they need to deal with.
Right, exactly. Okay, so that leads us around to number one, and there's no, I mean, this is wall-to-wall and has been all week long, the Orlando Club massacre. What you know, what you don't know, everybody's involved, everybody wants to be in on this in terms of, oh, it's terrible, it's awful. People around the world, not only in our country, but around the world reacted to this week. And what it does is just show you, we've talked about what happened in Paris and Belgium, these things that have happened. And it never seems to happen in Asia. Do you ever think about that? When's the last time you saw something like this happen in Tokyo or in Beijing?
No, in Beijing.
Or any of the countries.
Not handing out a whole lot of guns in Beijing.
No, what I'm just saying, well, is that the key here then? Is that the key?
To repress everybody to the point where they're under the government control? Yeah, I think that is probably. Yeah.
It wouldn't be a free country.
Correct.
I don't want to live there.
But in England, you know, we brought up England earlier. You know, even until recently, the police didn't even carry guns. So you didn't. I mean, there were stabbings and things like that.
There's stabbings
and
there, yeah.
But it's not. That's, you don't have mass shootings. They just don't exist.
You know, one of the differences though that we need to remember is that, you know, England is how many people? What's the total population of England? Doug?
About 73-74 million.
Yeah, and the total population of these here United States,
315. No,
there's a lot of crazy people running around. There's just more people.
Well, right, but we have so many guns too many to go along
you know,
with all the crazy
point.
People.
Yeah, but that's a good point, Victoria. Richie makes a very good point there. There are too many people. They can't be managed. We can't be managed. Too many people in the cities. They can't drive anywhere because there are too many cars.
Don't want to be managed.
It's not manageable. It's not manageable. The country's not manageable anymore. The planet's not manageable. There are too many people.
Right, but going back to what you just said, though, Doug, your point was you don't hear about this in Asia. No one has got more of a population problem than Asia.
Yeah, but they also are in the government rule.
It's pretty difficult to get away with stuff in most of these countries. 50 minutes after you.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Music from Finding Nemo from 2003 brings us around on Movie Moments to Chuck Curry talking about the new movie out this weekend called Finding Dory. I'm wondering if you're going to take your 9-year-old to see that, or is there some horror movie that you're taking you to instead?
Yeah, this new horror movie titled Clown, I think my daughter's going to want to watch first. or she did mention something about watching, doing a Fear the Walking Dead marathon, and I think we'll find some time to see this Finding Dory movie.
All right, so for those of us who are normal and have normal families, Finding Dory, is this just another, is this Disney? Who produced
this? No, this is Disney. This is a direct sequel to Finding Nemo, 13 years after the fact. This is going to heat up the box office, Doug. It's tracking very well. It's tracking at around $124 million opening weekend. I always find it fascinating how these people who do these numbers come up with these, predictions.
The estimates.
They're pretty accurate. Yeah. They are pretty accurate. It's incredible.
Tell me why they couldn't get Ellen DeGeneres to play Dory again. It's not her, right?
No, it's her.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, no, it's her.
Okay.
No, all right, so here's something.
She's not promoting the film.
All right, wait till you hear this. By the way, before we get to some other movie news, what else is coming out this weekend that we might be interested in, Chucker?
Another big film, Central Intelligence, a action comedy with Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. This one's tracking at around 35 million-dollar opening week.
I'll hold my nose because I don't like Kevin Hart.
Well, and I know you're conflicted because you love Dwayne Johnson.
I do. I like
And you know what the interesting part? These guys got along so well that they worked out a deal. They're both going to co-star in the reboot of Jumanji, which was that Robin Williams family film.
Well, he did that with... Yeah. He gets along... He made a deal with Mark Wahlberg to produce a TV show when the two of them worked on a movie together. That football thing that they do is the two of them together putting that on, and then the rock star's in it instead of Wahlberg, but it could be interchangeable. Either one of them could play that role.
One question for you, Doug. How does this guy have time to sleep?
He has a rock clock that wakes him up every morning.
He gets up at 3:45 every morning, goes to work out for an hour and a half before he goes to whatever set he's on. But he literally goes, I talked to somebody who knows him. He goes from set to set. He goes from movie to movie to TV show, 7 days a week. He just is at it, and he wherever he has to go, he jumps in his plane. And if his daughter's doing something at school on Thursday or Friday night, gets in the plane and goes, watches her, and then gets in the plane and goes back to wherever he's got to be for the shoot the next morning.
That's pretty cool.
The guy runs his life. Yeah, it is. Made a lot of money this past year. Good luck. He couldn't happen to a nicer guy. We like him very much here. Very, very solid guy.
Good guy.
All right, so listen to this. The Fast and Furious franchise, as if it didn't have enough going for it, apparently Helen Mirren had voiced an interest in the Fast and Furious thing. She was talking at the Oscars. Somehow or other, a story came out that she was interested in street racing. So apparently she is going to be in the next Fast and Furious movie.
I think that's cool. Now listen to this. She's 70. She looks amazing. She's got great attitude. So she's right in your wheelhouse, Doug.
Thank you very much, sir. Very nice of you to see.
But I like that casting. And if you saw her in the movie Red or Red 2, she fits perfectly in a franchise like that.
She was in another movie made in England about the... what's his face? Paul, the actor. Aaron Paul was it was a movie about how the drones and the spy satellites work. I thought it was a great movie. It didn't do well at the box office. I can't remember the name of it. Eye in the Sky or something like that.
That movie did fairly well. It made about $35 million. It did well, Doug.
Yeah. Do you think every 50-year-old woman in Hollywood is looking at Helen Mirren and going, how do you continue to do it when they've been put on the shelf?
Women who get put on the shelf? Yeah, that's an interesting question. What do you think about that, Chucker?
What
does she do it when everybody... Well, the number... Richie said the
look
number
at Meg
of
Ryan and look
women
at,
who are in their 50s who can't
Helen Hunt
get any kind of work. So why is Mirren getting it?
Some people just buck the trend, and they're really... She's a great actress. I don't know. Same as Meryl Streep.
She said...
She's just simply a great actress.
This is... She said, I'll be in the movie, but only if the producers allow me to drive. That was her comment.
Cool.
She said, you want me in the movie? I'm driving.
Hey, I got one other story. What do you think of this?
Yes.
Lady Gaga is reportedly in talks to co-star with Bradley Cooper in another remake of A Star Is Born. Now, Clint Eastwood, who was originally attached as director, dropped out because Beyonce was supposed to be the female lead, got pregnant and couldn't do the project. So Bradley Cooper will not only star, but he will direct his first theatrical directorial
film.
Yeah,
I can't wait for that.
That's very interesting. Yeah. All right, so there's
like
good news. Yes, that's an excellent project. Chucker, you're on top of things, and we're happy about
that.
Chuck Curry is our movie man. Back Monday with the box office totals here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.